দিল অরুণা পুরব ভাগে বিজমানি গৌরা আমনি জাগে
দিল
নাগর ব্রাজে
অকত সমুহা লাইয়া কাজে গেলা নাগর ব্রাজে
তথাই তথাই বাজলো খোল ঘন ঘন তাহে ঝাজে রো
তথাই তথাই
গান বিরাজে
আয় জাতি মেরা সপনা রূপে রে গান।
রঙ্গ বলে তোমারে লাইতে ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते
yesterday, then we'll continue today. Art of chanting, how to chant the holy name of the Lord so that we can very quickly attain the desired goal, desired objective. So we'll just do a quick review. I would like to hear from all of you what we discussed yesterday in essence, in few sentences. Who would like to tell?
It is also helping in conquering the lust, desire, envy, ego, negative.
Very good.
And it is a little if you want to be a good person. Ultimately, these qualities of the condition to be destroyed and reduce it to
everyone wants to be a good person nowadays, or every time. So for that, he has some properties like a tolerance, compassion, and very less enemies, and have satisfaction. So for that, he has a pure heart. For pure heart, he has to pray to the Lord in this by this Mahavatra. By this the transformation of the heart takes place. And now, and as the Acharya has shown that this is the only way in this Kali Yuga to be a pure and to transform heart and become a loving person. So the chanting is the only way.
Very good. Chanting is the only way. It's a very important point.
At least 16 rounds without break.
Without break, yeah. Without fail. So, we have discussed very important points yesterday, and I would like to add something. Yesterday night I was thinking, I forgot to add very important point, and today song also we have discussed those points. Song is telling very very important point. Like मुकुंद माधव यादव हरी बोले न बोलो रे वदन भोरी मीछे निदव बसे गेलो रे राती दिवस ही शरीर साजी. श्री भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर इज सिंगिंग दिस सॉन्ग, ही इज राइटिंग दिस सॉन्ग. आई हैव एक्सप्लेन अर्लियर ऑल्सो लिटिल बिट अबाउट भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर. सी द सेकेंड इन द आचार्यज लाइन, द सेकेंड फोटोग्राफ इज भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर, सेकेंड वन from right side. Yeah, okay. First is Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, second is Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and then Srila Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then Srila Prabhupada. So the Bhakti Vinod Thakur was a magistrate, district magistrate in the British government. Although he was a great devotee and he was very famous in the British government for his efficient and reliable services to the government. So, British government appreciated his effort, although he was a great devotee. So he, for him only, the British government, when he was in Krishnanagar, if you go to Mayapur, then there is nearby, there is a place called Krishnanagar, nearest town of Mayapur. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to live in Swarup Ganj. He used to preach from there. At the same time, he was doing job. So, in Swarup Ganj, there is his home. Still today, it is there. That is Swanand Sukhat Ganj. So, he used to every day go to office and come back to home. So, the British government especially laid a railway line for him. That railway track is still existing, just behind his house. And that railway track is only for the him, the British government, because he is such a powerful personality. So we can see that even while working or while doing our material duties, we can become such a nice, wonderful Vaishnava. There is no restriction that you have to give up your lifestyle only. Some people have misconception that everybody has to become renunciant, brahmachari. Yes, renunciant we have to become, but from heart, not only externally. So even while working or while doing our material duties as a student or as a householder, people have lived the life of devotion and develop all these qualities. So he was one of the great acharya in our line of disciple succession. Actually he revived 500 years back when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this earth. So that time these teachings, after his departure, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's departure, the teachings were lost in between. And many, many people misunderstood the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some people thought that Radha Krishna's pastimes are like ordinary people loving affairs. So on the name of Radha Krishna pastimes, they start doing the illicit sexual activities, thinking that Krishna is God and he is encouraging to us also to do illicit sex. So therefore they misused it on the name of the religion, because they could not understand the pure teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So therefore always in all the religions such deviations takes place. But then Bhakti Vinod Thakur came and then he re-established the pure sect of bhakti. How the bhakti is pure, divine, and it is not related any way with the mundane sex desire. The Radha Krishna's pastime, we can discuss sometimes. The Ras Leela is, Lord Krishna's Ras Leela is not mundane like modern boys and girls affairs. It's divine, it's pure love, selfless love. It's not like anything mundane there. So Prabhupada said that, one person said, Prabhupada, please, all some person is telling that we also can do Ras Leela. What said, this is not Ras Leela, this is Rascal Leela. So therefore, Krishna can be understood only by the devotees. His activities cannot be understood by any other way. Most of the time people misunderstand the activities of Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was such a great acharya. So he has written this. All the devotees chanted the names of Mukunda, Madhav, Yadav and Hari. Their mouths being filled with the vibrations, they would announce to the still sleeping people, you spend your nights easily sleeping and your days decorating your bodies. Emana durlava manav deha paiya ki koru bhavana keho eve na bhajilo yasoda suta charame parivalaji. That you have achieved such a rare human body. This human life is so rare. Krishna says that after 84 lakh species passing through, then we get the human life. And therefore it's very rare. Even demigods are praying that they can take birth on the earth, and that also in the land of Bharatvarsh. But you do not care for this gift. Krishna has given us such a wonderful gift in the form of human body. But most of the people, they don't care for this gift. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing, you remain not serving the darling of Yashoda and slowly fall through your last moments to death. So, whole life we did not serve the Lord Krishna, and therefore they come to their last moment to death, and then they realize that whole life they have just simply wasted. Therefore he says, Udit tapan hoile asta dina gelo boli hoive vyasta tabe keno ebe alas hoy na bhaja hidaye raje. He says, with every rising and setting of the sun, every rising, like now sun is rising and then setting in the evening, every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes and is lost. So one day is lost from our life. Like yesterday, there was sunrise and then sunset in the evening. One day of life is lost. Now one day we have come closer to death. Then why do you remain idle and not serve the Lord of the heart? So our day is passing day by day without serving the Lord. So what is the use of that? He is saying. Then jivana anitya janaha sar tahe nana vidha vipada bhar namasraya kuri jatane tumi thakaha apana kaji. He says that this temporary life is full of various miseries. Jivan anitya. Our life is temporary. We don't know that what time what is going to come in our life. It's anitya. And moreover, over and above that, there are so many troubles, sufferings can come in the various forms. Like we have discussed earlier in our device session, three types of suffering. That is adhyatmik, adhibhautik and adhidaivik. Adhyatmik means miseries caused by our own body and mind, like diseases, in the form of diseases, tension, stress, anxiety. And then adhibhautik, suffering caused by other living entities, like terrorists. You can say also that friends, enemies, sometimes suffering caused by our very close relatives also. Own wives, children, they cause suffering. Sometimes those who are working, suffering is caused by boss in the company. He creates problem. So this is adhibhautik. And then adhidaivik, natural calamities, like you can see heat and cold. So much suffering due to cold. We are shivering while taking bath. It's a suffering. We don't realize, but it's a suffering. It's not a very happy condition of life. So therefore he says that jivan anitya janaho sar tahe nana vidha vipada bhar namasraya kari jatane tumi thah kah apana kaji. Take shelter of the holy name as your only business. To penetrate the darkness of ignorance and bless everyone's heart, the holy name has risen like the shining sun. So holy name has risen like the shining sun. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, drink the pure nectar of the holy name. Drink the pure nectar. It's a nectar. There is nothing but the name to be had in the 14 worlds. It has filled the soul of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So the holy name is so potent, so important. And when somebody chants the holy name of the Lord, he can feel the transformation in the heart. He can feel the peace, divine happiness, satisfaction in the heart. So, this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that in the next song, what we have sung, that Lord Gauranga is calling, wake up, sleeping souls, wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? So people are sleeping, although they are awake, but they are sleeping on the lap of Maya. And you have forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the world of birth and death. They have forgotten their duties toward the Lord. And they are doing so many things in this world of birth and death. I have descended just to save you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that I have descended in this world just to save you, protect you. Other than myself, you have no friend in this world. Who is the more fit dear to you than me? So therefore Krishna also says that Suhitam Sarvabhutana, I am the best well-wisher of every living entity. So there is no one more dear to us than the Lord. And to protect us, to save us from these so many suffering conditions, anxiety, Krishna has appeared. Many times people, you would have heard people blaming God. Oh, why God is so cruel? Why God is so merciless? Why is not so many problems we are facing? Why God is not giving me wealth? Why God is, has given me this disease? The reason, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that yes, I know that you are facing so many troubles. So for that purpose only I have descended. Why Krishna needs to come from his abode? He is so happy there in his spiritual world. Why he comes here? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes here? He doesn't have to take this trouble to come here. But he comes here just to help us. Why he gives Vedic literature? Why he gives so many teachings? Spiritual teachings. It's not for his benefit. He is anyway happy. But to for us. If we bring these teachings in our life, then our life will become happy and peaceful. So that is the purpose. And therefore he is saying that I am your real friend. I have brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. So the disease which we have developed in within us, so for that disease of illusion, Maya, he has brought the medicine. What is the medicine? Take this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So this is the mantra. This is a medicine. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought this medicine, and by using this medicine we can be cured from all our material diseases, our hankering, our lamentation, greed, lust, envy, pride. So all these things, if you want to get rid of all these anarthas, all these some problems of life, then you have to take the medicine. Medicine of chanting the holy name. Therefore, we in this world are suffering, and birth after birth, we are taking birth, again we are dying. Like you all are very fortunate in this life in one sense, because you all have got very comfortable situation in this material, at least in this lifetime. More comfortable than others in comparison. Like you all doesn't have, still even after coming to IIT Delhi, you all like have some anxiety, isn't it? Like for the interview and for the still, you know, so many interviews you have to face, all these things. Just imagine how much anxiety people are facing outside. How this material world is full of suffering, from this only you can understand that after coming at this prestigious institute also you have to take some anxiety. So what, how much anxiety those people would have been taking were not in your position. So therefore Acharya says, Krishna says that this world is full of suffering, anxiety. And when scripture says that this world has the anxiety, this is not surprise. Everybody is suffering. Somebody is suffering more, somebody is suffering less. So in this world of suffering, we are taking birth. And suppose next life, what is the guarantee that next life also you are going to come in the IIT Delhi? There is no guarantee. In this life we have come in at this platform, but next life there is no guarantee. So therefore, how to ensure our future? Life insurance, LIC, how to ensure? So we must ensure our future. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. So the another benefit of chanting, which yesterday we are discussing, so in continuation of that, we can add, this life will be good, but we should not think of only this life. We have to think of life after death. What is going to happen at the time of death? What am I going to do in the next life? So if this life's activities are going to decide our next life. What we are doing today, that is deciding our next life. What you are today is what we have done in our past life. According to that, somebody becomes engineer, somebody becomes rikshawala, somebody becomes the cleaner, sweeper. So according to his previous life, past life, we are in this life, having this privilege of getting such a nice education and such a nice opportunity to be well situated in our life. But there is no guarantee if this life we don't practice in Krishna consciousness, remembrance of the Lord, then there is no guarantee that in this next life also we will get the same privilege. There is no guarantee. So therefore, we have to think that how I can ensure my next life also better. So the best way to ensure the next life is to go back to the spiritual world. Get out of the cycle of birth and death. Because the birth and death itself is a painful situation. When you die, so much pain is there. Just like how it is painful, death is how it is painful. It says that you made a very beautiful house, okay? 100 crore rupees house. And your children, wife, all family members are very happily living in that house. Suddenly notice comes, you have to vacate the house. This house doesn't belong to you, and that notice is not of long duration. Within few seconds, everything has to be vacated. Can you understand the pain? And you cannot ask, no, please give me some extension. 5 days extension, no. So much pain. You built such a house with so much effort, whole life you put, you earned money, you accumulated the wealth, you accumulated the family members, related, so many things. But the moment notice comes, you don't have even time to meet them, to arrange that maybe I can take this house for my next life. No. Immediate vacate. Immediately. There is quick notice. Immediately you have to go. No, no, no further listening. Nobody will listen to you. Can you feel the pain? How much pain will be there? Can you imagine? Just suppose you all are staying in your hostel room. You have to leave that hostel room to go to another room. That itself feels like, suppose you left your hostel, you came here. You are attached to that, isn't it? And it was a little painful at the beginning. Oh, what is this? We are shifting to the new place. But, so just imagine that when for permanently you have to vacate the house. And we don't know where we are going to be put in the next life. There is no guarantee where will we put. And if you have done sin, then it says that there is punishment available in the Yamloka, hellish planets. There is punishment for the souls who have done sinful activities. And most of the people are sinful in the modern days. According to the standards of Yamraj, almost 99.9% people are going to, they are going into the hell for the punishment. So therefore, it is so important to practice a life of purity and life in Krishna consciousness, because this is the only way we can avoid the ensure our life, this life also and next life also. Some people, one boy came from Delhi College of Engineering, he was saying, I was telling all these things, you know, pure heart. He was not able to understand it. That's why I need pure heart and I am very happy, fine. Yes, some people, they don't have any sensation in their heart, no feeling in their heart for others. They simply think, I am happy, that's all. But how long are you happy? What is the guarantee that tomorrow you will be happy? And even suppose you have guarantee that this life will be happy, what is the guarantee the next life will be happy? He could not understand this simple thing, because it requires a high class of intelligence to understand long-term goals. It's not so easy. What is the guarantee? At the time of death, everything will be taken away. Therefore, chanting Hare Krishna will ensure our future. The another importance of chanting is that in this life we will be happy, that is, there is no doubt. But in next life also, Krishna will make arrangements so that we should get a happy and peaceful, blissful, comfortable life. That is the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna. Another importance, that in next life, and best is if we can perfect our chanting, our life in this human form's life, this life only, then we even can go back to Godhead, the spiritual world, get out of this material world. No birth, no more birth, no more death, no more old age, no disease. We get a spiritual body full of happiness, full of bliss, full of knowledge. And we don't have to come down again. Na tad bhasayate suryo, na sasanko na pavaka, tad yad gatvana nivartante, tad dhamu parma mama. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that if you go there once, then you don't have to come back again in this miserable world. And there also we will have all the relationships. But that relationship will be forever, eternal relationship. You will have your father, your mother. Krishna has all the friends are having father and mother. Brother, friend, sister, wife, they have. But that is deathless world, immortal world. You don't have to get separated again from the relationships. That is the world. In this world, whatever we do, how much thick relation we develop, how much friendship we have developed, what we have to leave. But once we go back to the spiritual world, then there is no more separation, there is no more death, there is no more suffering. And that's why Vedas are stressing so much on that we should follow the path of the spirituality. It says that Mrityor Maha Marita Gamaya. Please take me from the world of death to the world of eternity. Amrita, Amarta, immortal life. The immortal life is there, otherwise why Veda will stress so much? That immortal life, and we can attain that once we go back to the spiritual world. That is another benefit of chanting Hare Krishna. It purifies our heart, and then once we are pure, then we can go back to the spiritual world. Now, we will discuss the art of chanting Hare Krishna quickly. So this, so how to chant the Hare Krishna holy name so that we can get quick benefit, maximum benefit out of our time and energy we are putting into it. So most of the time you see, like because of lack of seriousness, devotee take the chanting process very casually. Casually means that they don't put the effort to do it in a proper way. They think that, okay, anyway I have to chant one round, so just come, sit, and then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, we have to learn how to chant so that we can attain the real goal. If you don't chant anything, if you don't do properly, proper way, then you will not get the benefit. It's just like example is that you all have come in your college, but if you don't do your study properly, although you have come in IIT Delhi, but if you don't do your study properly, you are not going to get degree, isn't it? After coming in IIT Delhi, you have to do your studies properly, you have to prepare, you have to make effort, attempts, you have to assess your course time to time, your studies time to time, whether I am going on the right track, you have to plan out your studies. So similarly, in chanting also, we have to plan out how to chant. We should know how to chant and how to assess our chanting, how to understand that we are chanting in a proper way. So this is a very important point. So most, there are 10 offenses in, we have to avoid if you want to get the full benefit of chanting Hare Krishna. Those 10 offenses are there in the book. First offense is that to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. So criticizing a devotee. So in that sense, you all are devotee. So sometimes when devotee come together, they find fault in each other. So that is an offense. Another is what is that? You can read that. Yes? Can read?
शिव ब्रह्मा आदि देवों के नामों को भगवान विष्णु के समान अथवा
टू कंसीडर द नेम्स ऑफ डेमी गॉड लाइक लॉर्ड शिवा और लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा टू बी इक्वल टू और इंडिपेंडेंट ऑफ द नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु दिस इज अनदर ऑफेंस वी शुड नॉट थिंक दैट कृष्णाज नेम्स आर इक्वल टू द नेम ऑफ शिवा एंड ब्रह्मा
गुरु के आदेशों की अवज्ञा
करना टू डिसओबे द ऑर्डर्स ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड टू कंसीडर हिम एज एन ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन फोर्थ
फोर्थ इन वैदिक शास्त्रों अथवा प्रमाणों का खंडन करना
सो वी डोंट हैव फेथ इन द वैदिक लिटरेचर सो मेनी ऑफ यू लाइक व्हेन यू रीड वेदास देयर मेनी थिंग्स विल कम मॉडर्न साइंस अकॉर्डिंग टू मॉडर्न साइंस विल फाइंड ओ हाउ इज इट कैन बी पॉसिबल एंड दिस इज एन ऑफेंस दिस इज एन ऑफेंस सो इफ यू डोंट हैव फेथ इन द वैदिक लिटरेचर देन दैट इज गोइंग टू बी एन offense. And therefore we cannot chant it. Because if we don't have faith in Vedic literature, then we will not have faith in chanting Hare Krishna. If we don't have faith in chanting Hare Krishna, then we are not going to get benefit.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra ke jap ki mahima ko kaadne
kunna. To consider the glory of holy name to be an imagination. We are telling so many points and you know aise hi bol diya Prabhuji ne kya itna bhi thode hona hota hai. ठीक है थोड़ा कर लेते पीस ऑफ माइंड मिलेगा पर इतना थोड़े होगा कि इतना सारा चेंज आएगा मेरे में नो वी हैव टू हैव फुल फेथ वी शुड नॉट थिंक दैट दिस इज इमेजिनेशन द ग्लोरी इज व्हाट वी आर टेलिंग द होली नेम ग्लोरीज ऑफ होली नेम वी शुड नॉट थिंक इट इज इट्स अ फैक्ट एंड विद दैट फेथ वी हैव टू चैंट द होली नेम देन वी आर गोइंग टू बी गेटिंग द बेनिफिट ऑफ द होली नेम वॉट इज द मीनिंग दिस इज द मीनिंग ऑफ द होली नेम दिस इज द मीनिंग ऑफ द होली नेम नो होली नेम डजंट हैव एनी मीनिंग इट हैज ओनली वन मीनिंग ओ कृष्णा ओ श्रीमती राधा रानी प्लीज इंगेज मी इन योर सर्विस दिस इज द मीनिंग ऑफ द होली नेम दिस इज नो अदर मीनिंग सेवेंथ इज
पवित्र भगवान नाम के बल पर पाप करना
टू कमिट सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज on the strength of the holy name. Now I am chanting Hare Krishna, so I can do whatever I want. I will do sin, and then I will chant Hare Krishna, and Hare Krishna will remove my sin. No, that won't work. Once you have started chanting Hare Krishna, sin no more. We should not commit sin. We should try to follow the four regulative principles. If we are doing, sometimes, what happens because of our previous conditioning, we are, the habit is so strong that we could not control ourselves. Habit is very strong. Therefore, but still, if we are trying to overcome those habits, we are trying our heart to stop committing sin. If we try our heart to stop committing sin, then what will happen? That is also called the, then you will not commit offense. In spite of your trying hard, sometimes if you do some mistake, that is forgiven. But not intentionally. Intentionally, if you are, no, oh, anyway, I can do gambling, illicit sex intoxication, and no problem, I'll chant later on Hare Krishna, and then everything will be equal. Compensation. No. That is an offense, thinking like that. Then eighth is?
दूसरे कृष्ण महामंत्र के जप को वेदों में वर्णित एक शुभ सकाम कर्म या कर्म कांड की
समझना। Like if I chant Hare Krishna, I'll get money, I'll get job, I'll get beautiful wife, I'll get children. Singing like that, like other people, they go to the temple, जय जगदीश हरे, एक नारियल फोड़ा और बोला बड़ा सा लिस्ट, ये चाहिए, अब ये दीजिए और ये भी दीजिए और ये भी दीजिए, चलिए। और नहीं दिया तो बोलते हैं कि इस मंदिर में भगवान जागृत नहीं है। प्रॉब्लम इज देयर इन दिस टेम्पल, द लॉर्ड इज नॉट अवेकन हियर, दैट दे से लाइक दैट। सो देयरफॉर यू शुड नॉट हैव दैट फ्रुटेटिव मेंटेलिटी इन चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा, बाय चैंटिंग वी विल गेट दिस, वी विल गेट दैट, नो। देन नाइन्थ इज
श्रद्धालुओं को पवित्र नाम की महिमा को उपदेश।
To preach the glory of the holy name to a faithless person. We doesn't have faith and we are trying to tell holy name is this, that, that. That is also an offense. We doesn't have faith, we should not tell him about Krishna, holy name. And then ninth is, tenth is?
Bhagavan naam ke jap mein poorn vishwas na hona aur uski itni agar mahima sunne par bhi bhautik vishya sakti bana rakhna.
Yeah, to maintain material attachment, even after understanding so many instructions. Material attachment is just like the anchor. Suppose you are sitting on a boat and you are rowing the boat. You wanted to cross the river. You understand? If you want to cross the river, but anchor you have not removed. You are rowing, but anchor is there. So will your boat move? Doesn't matter how effort you put. So if you are attached too much in with this material world, then we will not get the whole benefit of the chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, gradually we have to understand that we are not this body, but we are this spirit soul, and the purpose of our life is to go back to Godhead. If any other purpose, if we fix it of our life, then we are not going to get full benefit of the chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Now, these are the 10 offenses, but we can overcome all these 10 offenses if we follow the last offense, last point. That is attentive chanting, attentive japa. If you can do attentive japa without sleeping, with proper attention, with proper mood, prayerful mood, then gradually you see that you can easily avoid 10 offenses. It is said that inattention while chanting. What is inattention while chanting? You are not focusing on the holy name. Although your tongue is vibrating, but your mind is somewhere else. Like in the class, you are sitting in the class, but your mind is somewhere else. Or you might be feeling drowsy. This is similar. While chanting also, you might be chanting Hare Krishna sitting, but your mind is not present. It is inattentive. So therefore, inattention while chanting is the 11th offense. But it is the mother of all other offenses. If we are inattentive while chanting, it's just like suppose when we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then we are sitting there and chanting Hare Krishna. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not different from Krishna. So when you start chanting, Krishna is present. And then you sleep. Suppose you brought president at your home and then you are sleeping. What president will think? This is an offense, no? Such a big personality you are calling and then you are sleeping. So similarly, if God comes with, you are dealing with the God while chanting Hare Krishna, so how careful, attentive we should be. Very attentive. No other business. When president comes at home, there should not be any other business. If a wife comes something, no, please, keep calm, peaceful. Let me attend first president. It's very important. So the Krishna is the president of all the presidents. When he is present, when we are dealing with him, we have to be very attentive. But most of the time we have seen the devotees that they fail to do this. Most of the time we are inattentive. Sometimes mind, even we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are awake. Sometimes even if we are awake, then our mind is not there. Mind is making some plan. I'll go in the college today and then I'll do this. After this class, I'll be doing that. And then I'll go to the library. There I'll plan, study this, 2 hours this subject. And then I'll come to the hostel and then I'll have food. Today this food is there. Suddenly, no, you remember what was the menu today? Menu is there. Today is continental food. Oh, I don't like this continental food. This is not good. This item I like very much. But then how this item, why they cook like this? And then mind will say, why don't we complain that continental food should not be there? Let me complain about this and we'll have some other menu, what I like. And suddenly I'll go, what I'm doing, I should not remember all these things. But in between, you see, mind is, has made so many plans. And from, it's like a monkey. It goes from one branch, then jumps some other thought, then other thought, then other thought. Like that, is making so many plans. And then it will say, I'll complain, but how can I complain alone? Who will listen to you? Who will listen to you? If you have some friends, then all of friends go together, then no problem. Then maybe warden will listen us. So, so how to now gather the friends? How to gather the friends? So, let me talk to my roommate. And then you talk to, but then only roommate, only one, how to? But anyway, why to bother so much? I have to study also. If I spend so much time in study, then so much time in all these affairs, then how will I study? How does it matter? Anyway, I have to eat only one time. So this, he would have thought earlier itself. And then he made so many plans, and then he came back again. Anyway, I don't have to do anything with this. This is the mind. He accepts and then rejects. So and all these things happens more when you are chanting Hare Krishna. While chanting, these thoughts come more. You read your mind and you see it is moving like this, what I have described. It's just like that.
Yeah, you written down maybe 10, 20 to 30 points have come in mind.
Yeah.
Try to do this little at the time
chanting. Time of chanting, only all these thoughts will come. Other time, now you sit calm and peaceful. After chanting, you just sit. No thought will come. Just, you are talking to somebody, it is quite interesting. You are seeing the movie, no other thought will come. But when we are chanting Hare Krishna, so many thoughts will come. Because the mind's nature, it has a rebellious mentality. No. Just like a dog's tail. Dog's tail, you straighten it, again it comes back. Like that. So this is called inattention. We are chanting Hare Krishna, but our mind is not present. It's not with heart, not with our mind concentrating on the holy name. So why it happens? Because, first of all, we have to understand the why it happens to us. So there are three types of inattention. reason is that depending on the reason of the inattention. One is, first is indifference or lack of attraction. The reason is that we are not attracted to the holiness. We are not interested. We don't find taste in chanting Hare Krishna. We don't find taste. Suppose like you are, sometimes you discuss about the, you know, politics, hot talk subject matters of the today's newspaper. You see, you will not get sleep. 3 hours, 4 hours in the night till 2 o'clock people will talk about when they are gossiping, so many subject matters. And they don't find, and completely mind is concentrated. No sleep will come. Because we have attraction to the topic, what we are doing. But in, when we are chanting Hare Krishna, we don't have attraction. And because of that, if we are not having, like anybody has felt sleepy while taking prasadam? No. Never. Sleep will not come if you take prasadam. Why? Some taste is coming. Taste is coming, then sleep will not come. So, similarly, you see, when you are reading some novel, which is very, very attractive novel, or a story, then dream will, sleep will not come. Why? Because it is interesting. Interesting. But, when we are chanting Hare Krishna, we don't have that attraction. We don't have developed the interest, taste of chanting Holy Name. If you don't get taste, then what will happen? Mind will not concentrate. What is this? These tasteless things, what you are doing, sitting just for 2 hours, I am not interested. You have seen that video also, no? Video? Me and my mind. You have seen video? You have seen, no? Yeah. That is a very wonderful video. How mind rejects our ideas. No, it is not tasty to me. Why you are standing wasting my time? Please leave that. Let us think something else. This is called lack of attraction. This is one reason. Second is laziness. Laziness. We feel lazy. If we are not like, we are not trying to sit in a proper posture and then we give ourselves comfortable. We don't, if when mind is going somewhere else, then the process is bring him back forcibly. No. Don't be lazy in your mind. Let it wander and I lost my mind. Then somebody wakes you up. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Again, fall in sleep. We have been observing the devotees, they do like that. Again they will fall in sleep. No. Now we have to, at least once a devotee wakes you up, immediately, no, I will not sleep now. Laziness, we active. Somehow I will not sleep. Now put effort. Don't become lazy. So the most of the time you would become lazy. Take it, okay, anyway, chanting is not that much important. I have to fulfill my quota of chanting 16 rounds anyway, so I will do anyway, that is finished. No, we have to give up our laziness, and then secondly, distraction. So many other thoughts, so many other things interest in the mind, other than, so if there is lack of attraction, then there will be distraction, naturally. We will discuss one by one. First is inattention while chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that inattention or distraction while chanting is the root of all offences. Distraction in chanting produces a type of illusion causing serious offences against the Holy Name. When these offences increase, the neophyte gradually loses interest in chanting the Holy Name. So, if we don't control the offences, if we don't become very actively we don't try to control it, then what will happen? Gradually we lose the interest in chanting Hare Krishna. There are three kinds of inattention. Already we have discussed. Let us see the come to the first. Lack of attraction. Ordinarily, a person is attached to so many things, even while chanting, he feels attracted to them, thus remaining indifferent to the Holy Name. We have just given a series of thoughts. We have explained how ordinarily we are attached to so many things. We are attached to the, at current moment if you see the student life, what are the things we are attached to? Like those who are sitting in the interviews, for them planning for the interview is the major task. So many things come, this I should have studied this also, that exam I could not answer this, how maybe this question will come, then what will happen? Like so many things. Sometimes thoughts of family comes. Oh, how will I, when will I go home, what will I do with, how will I talk to my father? Oh, my mother cooks very good, nicely. So many things will come. Anything which we are attached to, that thought will come. If you are attached to food, thoughts of food will come. Like that. Therefore, if you are attached to those things, then we feel distracted. Because those things will attract you when you are chanting Hare Krishna. And therefore, we cannot give our whole attention to the Holy Name. Attachment to the material things thwarts our attachment to Krishna. If we are too much attached to the worldly things means what? Too much attachment to the society, to the family, to the studies, to so many things of this world, then our attachment to Krishna will not take place. Therefore, we have to gradually understand the reality. And we are, at least for 2 hours, we have to be very careful. 2 hours, no other thing. Or 1.5 hours, some other time, no other things, only chanting Hare Krishna. And then whole day I'll do, but not these 2 hours. So the Prabhupada explains, can you read?
There are so many dangers in this material world that one may fall down from an exalted position at any time.
Yeah, you can see the picture here. You know who is this? This picture? He is a sage called Sabri Muni. His name is Sabri Muni. Srimad Bhagavatam, his history is given. So Sabri Muni was such a great tapasvi. And he used to perform tapasya in the water. He will go inside the water so that nobody will disturb me. So he will enter inside the lake and then he will do tapasya. He did for tapasya for 60,000 years in the lake. Now you will be surprised, oh, how 60,000 years? Another words of his scriptures. Sometimes, so we should understand that yes, in the Satyuga, the average duration of life was 1 lakh years. So 60,000 years doing tapasya is not surprise. Today we may, so we should not compare with our way of thinking. There might be other person, other living entities in other ages, they had more strength. Even they can do stay in the water and they can do austerity, tapasya, perform tapasya. So Sabari Muni was doing tapasya. But then after 60,000 years, he saw two fishes, sea fish and he fish. They were doing sex. And then he got agitation and he left his tapasya and he came out of water. He went to the kingdom of a king and he asked him that, I want to marry your 50 daughters. And he married with the 50 daughters of the king. Just imagine, the senses are so strong, then they can pull you at any moment, if you are not careful enough, if you are attached to this. Therefore, Prabhupada says, yet if one keeps himself always pure and steady by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, he will be safe without doubt, like Haridas Thakur. If we chant the holy name with attention, then we can become free of the distractions. Attraction towards the so many dangers of this material world. Like the example is Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was attempted to be deviated, distracted by a prostitute. Yesterday I told this point also. But somehow he could control. The prostitute could not deviate him. So, nowadays you can see there is so many opportunity for distraction, isn't it? So even prostitutes, you don't have to go to the house of prostitution to find prostitutes nowadays. Everywhere there are prostitutes. Prostitutes means what? Loss of character. The women with no character. You can find so many. In modern times, there are so many girls you will find without character. They are ready to deviate from our life, the purpose of our life. So therefore, in the olden days, ancient times, there were few such areas only those areas you will find, but now it is everywhere. People are acting like prostitutes and shudras, hugging each other on the streets. So how will you be able to control your mind in this situation? So many posters, big billboards, which is encouraging us to develop the attraction for the opposite sex. How we are going to control? The Prabhupada says by chanting regularly, it's possible. So this, now if so much attachment, how we can avoid these attachments? Suppose many thoughts are coming at the time of chanting. So how can you control that? Can anybody say? What measures you are going to adopt to stop thoughts to come inside?
After chanting, three or four rounds, just tell to mind that it is important and it is for your benefit.
Mm.
And if we tell to mind in after every 4 to 5 rounds, so he will not disturb much.
Okay. Very good point.
You should have a proper time that for 2 hours you have to do chanting, and after that divide our time that we will do these work, our material work, and other work in a proper time. So that you will not feel that at the time of chanting I have missed this.
Very good. Proper planning of the day. Very good point. So if you have properly planned and you have decided that yes, these 2 hours is chanting, then I'll do this, already it is decided. Then, like I'll give you an example. One day what happened, I was sitting for the chanting in the morning, and then so many thoughts from this side is to come. Mind is bombarding. Wow, how can you chant if so many things has to be done by you? And you might forget this is very important task you have to do. And I am reminding you, but later on there is no guarantee that I will remind you. Now only you have to do it. And then so many things. And I was completely frustrated. And I was not feeling to concentrate on the holy name. So what to do? Then immediately I stopped chanting. Because it was so difficult to continue. Mind was not concentrating. Then what I did? I took the pen and paper. And then I started noting down whatever mind was telling. And it was 20 points came in the list. And then I folded that 20 points, kept in my pocket, and I told my mind, after chanting, I will attend it. Don't worry. You don't worry, I will do all these things after finishing my chanting. And then, after that, I made 20 points agenda. So we sit in the meeting and we discuss those 20 points, which I noted down in that day. So our meeting, those 20 points. Because we are doing that, the mind doesn't disturb. Okay, no problem, once in a week we are having meeting. And after japa, I'll go and I'll see those 20 points, anything is pending, I'll do it, don't worry. Everything is there in the laptop, and I'll go and I'll do it. Even thought comes, no problem, don't worry. I know how to solve this problem. See, if we have made plan, we are ready with that. Suppose your studies. Mind says, oh, you have an exam nearby, why you are chanting? No, if you have done your studies properly, then you can tell your mind. So I don't worry because I have already prepared. Don't worry. You also chant Hare Krishna and just concentrate on the holy name because I have done sufficient preparation. But if you are not prepared or you have not have any plan for your exams, then mind will pull you. So therefore we say so much stress on your study. Because if your study is not proper, you have not done your study in this semester, you cannot chant Hare Krishna properly. Therefore, it's very important for all of you to do your proper planning for your study and execute the planning in a proper way so that you should not have anxiety at the time of exam. Otherwise, you cannot concentrate on chanting Hare Krishna. If you are hungry, doesn't matter how much you try to concentrate, you cannot concentrate. Because you are hungry, mind will not work. So similarly, if you have not done your duties, material duties properly, then you cannot concentrate on the holy name. So material duties has to be done in a proper way. And then you can concentrate on the holy name. So that is linked. If we are not efficient in our material duties, like studies or some other things like study, interviews, exams. If you are not prepared for that, then it even your chanting will also get affected. It's very important even for the spiritual life to have balance with our material and spiritual life. If you do that, therefore from the beginning of the semester, like after the day after tomorrow, we have to, all of you have to very systematically plan out for your semester. And then only you can chant holy name properly. Otherwise what will happen? Oh, Prabhuji is telling me to chant Hare Krishna, but I have exam, I have to give so much time on chanting holy name. What is this? Only 2 weeks are left for the exam and Prabhuji is telling me to chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna mantra. I have not prepared for the exam. So many mind will tell, mind will revel. And then we cannot concentrate on the holy name. So this is one suggestion to all of you, that plan out your duties in a proper way and execute it in a proper way, so that you should not have leave any scope for the mind to deviate. Then if you have planned out your duties properly, then what you can do while you are chanting, these are practical tips. While chanting, before you start chanting, you sit and just tell that, how to tell yourself, I am not a student. Okay, I am not a student. I am not some. I am neither son nor father. I am neither a student nor teacher. I am neither male nor female. I am neither servant nor master. I am neither doctor. I am neither nor engineer. So who you are? I am Krishna's servant, spirit soul, Krishna's servant. And these 2 hours is only for Krishna. So suppose your studies comes in the mind. No, I am not a student. I am not IIT Delhi student. Immediately you tell, no, I am not a student. You are coming to wrong person. Please go somewhere else. Then mind will tell, oh, you have to do this, your friend. No, I am nobody's friend. My friend is only Krishna. And I have to chant just Hare Krishna, this is only my friend. So we have to, before we have to pray like that, tell to our mind that neither I am student or nor I am teacher, not engineer, not doctor, nothing. I am only Krishna, Gopir Bhartur Pada Kamalev, Das Dasana Das. I am the servant of Krishna for another 1.5 hours, that's all. Therefore I have to just chant Hare Krishna. So this 2 hours is only, I have taken appointment with from Krishna for 2 hour appointment, so let me be with Krishna. Nobody else, isn't it? So that thought will help you a lot. Just tell like this and then sit. Any thought comes, no, wait for 1.5 hours. This is my appointment with Krishna. And let me talk with Krishna. Let me pray with Krishna. So then you will develop the attention. You can develop the attention. Second point is laziness. Laziness means to chant with a murky mind or to stop chanting before finishing a round, in order to attend to a so-called important activity. So sometimes you see a devotee, you know, immediately they will stand and they will go out. Or they, because the mind is telling, oh, this is very important activity, you should do this. And they will stop in between japa and they will go out. No. We have to make sure that while time, the japa slot, there should not be any other duty. Unless there is emergency. Emergency cases, of course, we cannot avoid. But before we stop finishing our round, we should never stop chanting. Let me finish my round and then I should attend the other round. And mind will say, oh, sometimes people feel little sleepy, they immediately get up in the class, from the class, and they go out. Or they get up from the japa and they go out. No, let me take rest, sleep. I sleep 2 hours, then I chant my round. Anyway, I am feeling sleepy. No. You have to be determined, no, even sleep comes, I'll chant my rounds. I have to get up, stand, and then somehow try to concentrate. You can move, little walk, but chant Hare Krishna. Don't give break to the chant. This is called laziness. If you are lazy, then what will do? Jaise nindaga surat mala rakke, chalo sote hain, rajai na buske sote hain. That is laziness. No, you have to fight with the mind. You have to fight with the laziness. Then it is possible. You will see, now you all have started, like, morning you start getting up, no? When you start chanting, half an hour if you chant, you see sleep will come. That is natural. So then you have to have the fighting spirit, that yes, I have to fight. Like even, suppose you have exam tomorrow, then even sleep comes, you don't sleep, isn't it? So similarly, you should take vision in the same spirit of urgency. I have to chant my rounds. Then you will not, then gradually you will see that sleep will disappear. You will be able to chant the holy name in a proper way. And you will be able to get the real taste of the holy name.
Another symptom is strong urge to interrupt chanting for some.
Yeah. Already I have discussed. It's not lazy. It's not become lazy, no.
Everybody of laziness is to cultivate a strong desire to chant our described rounds very sincerely and attentively.
Yes. When we are chanting Hare Krishna, just see in the picture. So concentrated in chanting the holy name, so sincerely, so attentively, that strong desire should be there. We have to have desire that yes, this is very important for me. To chant in sincerely, attentively, my round. And then, if you have desire, then automatically we'll do it, somehow or other. We'll not come in the trap of laziness. So the strong desire we have to develop. How a strong desire will come? By hearing in the class. Like today why we are taking this class? When we know important, like when Jitendra was telling, when we remind our mind why I should chant Hare Krishna, why chanting Hare Krishna is important, then the strong desire will come again and again. So that we all should hear this lecture, whatever we are delivering again and again, so that you can remind yourself again and again. Otherwise after 2 days mind will forget. Why you are chanting? And if you don't remember, then mind, anyway, let us go and sleep.
The strong desire and eagerness.
So Krishna sees our desire and eagerness, how much we are having desire, and accordingly he will give us the purity. So if you have a strong desire, eagerness to develop the taste in chanting Hare Krishna, then Krishna will give us. Like I tell my example, you'll be surprised. And I started beginning chanting Hare Krishna. So when I sit and chant, within two rounds I will start sleeping. And then I will stand. And I stand and chant. And I standing also I'll be feeling sleepy. 2-3 times I fall down on the ground. I fell down on the ground while standing. But then in between I used to go and I took the water and I'll apply on my face. Then I'll come and again I chant. And then still it is too much. Then I used to keep wet cloth with me. And I'll be putting on my eyes, both eyes. Whenever there is sleep comes, immediately I'll take the cloth, I'll put on my eyes. So thoda cool ho jayega, then I can again chant. This is the desire. This is called a strong desire to chant holy name. And initially there is struggle, but I don't feel now that much sleep. Now I can chant peacefully. But beginning period, when we are starting chanting Hare Krishna, all these problems, troubles will come. But if you are determined, we have a strong desire and eagerness to chant the holy name, then you see gradually Krishna will give you the proper intelligence, proper strength, so that you can control your mind and you can focus on the holy name. But in the beginning period, there will be little struggle. So you have to struggle. And somehow be attentive, don't become lazy. Like even in the class, sometimes we feel sleepy. When we are feeling sleepy, so we have to immediately wake up. Sometimes we can even stand in the class if we are feeling too much sleepy. When we are standing, at least we can hear. Somehow if you are not getting taste, then you can have notebook and you note down each and every point, important point. If you are engaged, if mind is engaged in thinking, then it will not feel sleepy. Therefore, we can make notes also. But yes, this point, next point. Those who feel sleepy, they should make more notes. What happens? By that you can avoid the sleep. Mind is engaged. Oh, what he will tell next? Oh, okay, this point. Busy in the mind. Like monkey. Mind is like monkey. If you don't engage, then what will learn? It will go somewhere else. And if there is incompatibility, what he here, if he, mind is present here, and mind is not present, why mind doesn't become present? Because it is not interested in the subject matter. It is not interested in it. So if the mind is not interested and it is sitting in a place where if the things is not interesting, that mind will become lazy. And it will take you to somewhere else, and it is not taking interest, and therefore you fall in this place. So when the senses and mind are in one line, then you don't feel sleepy. But when senses and mind, like eyes and mind, are in one line, then you don't feel sleepy. But when eyes or ears and mind are in different line, then you feel sleepy. Like ears are hearing, but mind is not hearing, then you feel sleepy. But if ears are hearing and mind is also hearing, then you don't feel sleepy. So this is the reason. So how to do that? So we can start in, while chanting we have to put effort, because that time there is no other way. Put effort, put some water on your face. Now distraction.
Distraction produces illusion and the cause of all other form of inattentive chanting, like laziness and lack of attention.
Yeah, so distraction. If you are distracted to other thought, then laziness and lack of attraction is there.
And
the
while chanting, the only name will not
really
be heard.
Only
will be heard, and attention is rather caught by
worldly topics. Yeah, worldly topics. So I have given a series of worldly topics which comes in our mind. So those things will come if we are not attentive.
If one is distracted, he should pray for Krishna's mercy.
Yes. We are feeling ecstatic, therefore we should pray. Therefore, when we are chanting Hare Krishna, before itself we should pray to Krishna. We can pray to Prabhupada. Please help us to focus on chanting holy name. So while praying, Krishna will give you strength. So what you can do? Yes, important point you can note down. So praying to Krishna for his mercy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur admits that it is very difficult to overcome the anartha of distraction on one's own strength. On our own strength, we cannot. But we should put our effort, but at the same time we should understand that we need the mercy of the Lord. So therefore we should pray constantly. While chanting also we should pray constantly to Krishna.
Therefore it is essential to humbly and intensively pray for the Lord's mercy.
Very important. Very important point. While chanting Hare Krishna, we have to continuously pray inside. Oh Krishna, please give your mercy. Please engage me in your service. Like that. Krishna, please help me so that I can develop the... I can please purify my heart. And unless I don't chant attentively, how will I purify my heart? So please help me. Please help me. And you see, if you pray like that, then Krishna is helping. Although you cannot see Krishna, but see, it's a divine feeling. You see, if you are praying sincerely, you see the Krishna in you. It's the experience of the devotee. Naturally, you'll find. By the mercy of the Lord, it is possible to control the mind from going to the other thought. Revival of the dormant affection or love of Godhead, however, does not depend on the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but is solely and wholly depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. When the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of the devotee, he may endow him with his loving devotional service. Therefore, it's the mercy of the Lord. We have to pray. While doing japa also, we have to pray to Krishna. Please, Krishna, give me your mercy so that I can chant your holy name purely. We need Krishna's mercy so that the holy name will appear on our tongues, being attracted to our sincere loving chanting. So therefore we need the mercy of Krishna so that the holy name we hear on our tongues. So we should tell another point that we can remember the purpose of chanting, why we are chanting. Purpose of chanting is to purify our heart, that is the purpose. But another purpose is also there which we can remember parallelly. Both are related. If you do any one of them, then other will fulfill. Act to please Krishna, to satisfy Krishna. So if you are chanting Hare Krishna, we can ask in between Krishna, "Oh Krishna, I am feeling sleepy. It's an offense to you." So therefore, we can in between tell, remind ourselves that I should not feel sleepy. I should not. Krishna, please help me. Please help me so that I can remain awake and chant your holy name. Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hai Andhkar, Yahan Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. Krishna is like a, Maya is like the darkness and Krishna is like the sun. Where Krishna appears, there can be no darkness. So therefore we have to pray to Krishna to appear in form of His holy name. It's just like not simply mechanical vibration of tongue, but it's a feeling of heart. So heart feeling, how we can bring our chanting? By developing a prayerful mood while chanting. By developing a prayerful mood. Krishna, please help me. I am in a very dangerous situation. This material world is samsara dava nalliha loka. This whole world is so dangerous. I am having so many anxieties. So please help me so I can chant your holy name. Japa is a barometer of our spiritual life. So when our japa is strong, then we are spiritually strong. It's a barometer. It is that if you want to develop, to measure that whether you are advancing in spiritual life or not, you can measure how attentive japa you are doing. Very simple. Sometimes you will ask, how will I understand that I am advancing? So very easy. If you are feeling attention while doing japa, if you are feeling concentration in japa, means that you are advancing in this spiritual life. Very simple. A person who is not pure, who is not advancing, he will feel sleepy in the japa. Therefore you see many times when devotees are new, then they feel sleepy. Even those who are practicing devotees, they feel sleepy. It's not something extraordinary thing. No, everybody feels sleepy. Sometimes. But the beginners feel more sleepy. So you all are going to that stage now. So therefore, it's good that way, well in advance you are informed. So if this stage is going to come, then you have started chanting Hare Krishna, maybe another 2-3 months you should find that such problems are coming. If you know it well in advance, then you know how to tackle this problem. A strong desire must manifest in the form determination to chant one's prescribed quota of rounds every day. Even in the midst of averse and trying circumstances, and also in the firm endeavor to improve one's quality of japa. Same thing what we have discussed. A firm determination should be there to chant our japa. One must therefore be determined to do every act necessary to come to the standard of good japa, qualitatively and quantitatively. We should determine, yes, I have to do japa, I have to chant holy name. The determination will help you to overcome your inabilities. So determine. Attentive hearing is the most important aspect of japa. Sri Prabhupada says. Can you read?
Concentrate fully on the sound vibration of the mantra. Pronouncing each name distinctly. Do not worry so much chanting fast. More important is hearing. Again, as you chant, try to hear each and every word very carefully.
Yeah, very important. Really, concentrate fully on the sound vibration of the holy name. So chanting. Sometimes we see devotees, they themselves don't know what they are chanting. They are not able to hear. So the distinct words should be very distinctly coming. And also it should be loud, sufficiently loud enough so that I can hear it. Should not chant in mind. Sometimes with devotees chant. No. How is it chant? हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. दिस इज डेमोंस्ट्रेशन. Okay. Everybody may have different style, but the syllable should be very clearly heard. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When syllables should be clearly heard, then you get the full concentration, mind will adjust. That is concentration. Distinct pronunciation. That is another point. First is concentrating on hearing, second is distinct pronunciation. If you are not pronouncing clearly, then you cannot hear clearly. So first is pronouncing properly, then hearing properly, and then you should not become more fast, try to, oh, I have to finish. No, you should hear it clearly, that is the important. Okay? One should chant the holy name of the Lord with faith, enthusiasm, and firm conviction on the statement of Lord Chaitanya that simply by chanting the Maha Mantra one can be gradually elevated to the highest platform. So this faith should be there. Faith and enthusiasm. And firm conviction, firm faith that yes, chanting holy name will give me highest benediction, highest benefit. So if we have that firm faith, then we can chant the holy name in a proper way. Since the mantra is transcendental to the sound vibration, it will act whether one knows the meaning of the mantra or not. Yet we must know what exactly we are praying when we chant the holy name. So mantra is such a thing that whether you know the meaning or not, it's just like medicine. You know which medicine it is, paracetamol or not. If you don't know name of the medicine, if you eat it, it will give you benefit. So similarly, chanting Hare Krishna, even sometimes people don't know meaning, it will help them. But if you know the meaning, then it will help faster. How? What is the meaning? Prabhupada explained. Somebody can read?
Of your Hare Krishna mantra, addressing Radha and Krishna for the being engaged in their service. Hare Krishna means Hare, O Radharani, O Krishna.
So this is the meaning of the mantra. So we should know the meaning of the mantra. So another point you can see. What is the meaning? O Krishna, O Radharani, please engage me in your service so that I can get relief from the service of Maya. So this is the meaning of the mantra. When we are chanting, we should contemplate on this meaning. Praying, O Krishna, O Radharani, please engage me in your service. That is only our prayer. So that I should not be engaged in the service of Maya, in service of the lust, service of the greed, service of the pride, service of the anger. If we don't engage in service of Krishna, then we will engage ourselves in service of lust, greed, all the general thoughts. So we should pray to Krishna, Radharani, please engage me in your service, rather than engaging in the service of the lust and greed. Since the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a prayer, you must, with full understanding of the meaning of mantra, chant in prayerful mode. So then we will develop the prayerful mode. Our chanting must be like the desperate cry of a lost child crying for its mother. The mood should be one of the helplessness and utter dependence on Krishna. So suppose a child, just you remember that we are a child which has been lost in the market and you don't know where is my father. Sometimes you would have seen in our Rath Yatra some children are lost in the, and then they cry, you know, so much cry, the tears are coming from their eyes. Oh, my father, where are you? Where are you? Please help me, I am alone. Although there are so many people, but child is still helpless. So similarly, we are children of Krishna and we are very much helpless in this world because there are so many dangers in this world, so many anxiety, so many tensions. And Krishna as our father, naturally he has the affection for us, naturally. But most difficult thing is that Krishna wants to help us, but we don't want to take help from Krishna. That is a danger. That is a very unfortunate situation. Krishna wants to help us, God wants to help us, but we don't want to get help from Him. So therefore, because we don't pray to Him, Krishna, we don't tell Krishna, please help me. The nature of Krishna is to help. He is God. He has the nature. Generosity is there within His heart to help. But if we have to invite Him to come and help us, this is cry. What is invitation? Invitation is that we have to desperately cry. Just whenever you chant Hare Krishna, you remember this child. See, tears are there in his eyes. Similarly, we also should cry, crying for the mercy of the Lord to help us to overcome the dangers of this world. One question that is sometimes asked by devotees is whether they can think of the pastimes of Krishna while doing japa. Oh, Krishna is doing like that, Krishna is doing like this, is Krishna, how he is jumping on the Kaliya's head, can we think like that? Yes, Prabhupada. Let's see what Srila Prabhupada tells about this. So you cannot make any distinction between listening to the sound and thinking of the pastime. But the process is to hear, and then Krishna's pastimes, forms, qualities, etc. will automatically come to mind. So you don't have to concentrate on thinking something else. No, just hear the mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Automatically all other things will come. You don't have to additionally remember. Like suppose some boy is there. No? As soon as he hears the name of his girlfriend, immediately all pastimes appear. Which part they met, how they did, what they did, isn't it? Immediately appear, just by hearing the name. Similarly, a stage comes when we hear the Krishna's name, immediately his all pastimes appear in our mind. Starts coming. We don't have to do some extra arrangement to think like that. So similarly, here also, automatically it will come to mind. We don't have to think like that. What we have to do? We have to hear attentively. Hearing is very important. And contemplating on the meaning of the mantra. O Radharani, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. You can read?
At another place, Srila Prabhupada says, generally it is process to simply chant and hear. But if Krishna's Leela comes into remembrance, that is very good. It should come automatically, not that you are remembering artificially.
Yes. It's clear.
Chanting involves the activities of the upper and lower lips as well as the tongue. All three must be engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
So upper lips, lower lips and tongue. These three things are only involved. Sometimes hissing sound comes. See, upper lips. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the only sound that comes. Yes, you chant?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Correct. Like a distinct sound. The word Hare Krishna should be very distinctly pronounced and heard. Sometimes one mechanically produces a hissing sound instead of chanting with the proper pronunciation, with the help of the lips and tongue. So no, hissing sound should not come. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Ram Ram, Hare. If it will come, no, that should not come. Very clear pronoun. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Chanting is very simple, but one must practice it seriously. The chanting of the holy name is not, however, a mechanical process depending merely upon contemplative prowess. It is a devotional art, a form of prayer, and thus one must chant with reverence and devotion. Yes, devotion. You should have feeling towards the Lord when chanting. If you are calling Krishna, then you should have feeling. Oh Krishna, please come, please help me. The Hare Krishna mantra is a prayer for protection and deliverance. A prayer to the Lord for for his divine presence and for the opportunity to serve him. Thank you very much. So now we can do some demonstration. Okay? How to chant? Demonstration on chanting. So when we are chanting, we have to first of all we have to sit in a proper posture. That is very important. So how to sit? Like Alok was asking, but how you sit so long in one posture? Sitting is an art. How to do it? So if you all can at least in the morning in chapel, if you can wear dhoti kurta, that will be best, because it's quite easy to sit in that position. So those who are coming from the college, they cannot wear dhoti kurta. But at least what you can do is you can have one set of dhoti kurta here only. And when you come here, then you immediately come, 5 minutes it will take to change, really change, and when you go, that again you change, you find. Because why I am telling like that? Because it becomes very easy. See, it's so loose. Even in spite of I put stretch my leg like this, it is so loose. You don't feel tight. There is no tightness in this. And sitting posture should be according to your convenience, but it should not be painful. Some sitting posture should be practiced. Of course, that practice cannot be done on time, sir. So today I'll not stress more on how we sit in this. How we sit. That is another art. Sitting